Extensive research is taking place all over the world in the effort to identify ways to combat the effects of coronavirus, with some teams focusing on developing a vaccine, though that is possibly a year or more away from fruition. One of the groups is based at ASU and is led by Brenda Hoag. She's a virologist who has done significant work in the past on severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, better known as MERS. I spoke with her recently to find out what she's currently doing in the lab to learn more about the current coronavirus. I started by asking how the work she's doing now lines up with her previous experience.
We've done quite a lot of work on coronaviruses in my lab throughout my career. And so what we are really interested in is the molecular biology of these viruses, how they replicate, how they cause disease, how they interact with host cells, and in the end do cause disease. And the work that we currently have ongoing and are initiating in my lab is all directed at just continuing some of this work. We have worked on some vaccine development in the past, and so obviously now it's important to initiate again some work on this new virus. So we're actually building off of much of the work that we've done in the lab in the past.
Well, so let me build off that, because you've studied SARS and MERS, among others, and are there certain lessons from that research you're already applying to treatment for COVID-19?
We have learned in the past, and certainly many other investigators in the coronavirus field have also contributed to this. We know how these viruses interact with their host cell, what is required for them to initiate infection. We know a lot about the viral proteins, and we know what the protein is, the spikes that extend out from these viruses. We know that those are the proteins that actually interact with receptors or proteins on host cells that allows for initiation of infection. And so that gives us, has given us information with the other coronaviruses that allows us to be able to target the spikes for vaccine development. We know a lot about the kind of immune response or responses that we get with the other coronaviruses. And so that really gives us some headway in terms of really starting to understand this new virus, and to apply some of what we have learned in the past toward development of therapeutics, toward development of vaccines, and just starting to understand these viruses and their molecular biology.
Could you even share what a goal would be for something like this? I know in the greater picture, it'd be wonderful to develop a vaccine and that sort of thing, but based on what you're doing in your lab, what are true goals of progress you can strive for there?
We have multiple platforms or approaches that we can use that are already established in our labs. And so we are pushing forward with those platforms to go after using three different approaches for vaccine development. This all takes a lot of time. We know what the proteins are that we should target for eliciting a good immune response, but there's a lot of effort that has to go into actually demonstrating that that these will be sufficient for this particular virus, and then making the platforms work. And so realistically, we're looking at probably 6 months to a year before we will know if either or all of these platforms will be viable. And then whichever ones are viable, then of course we will take those forward as quickly as we can.
And Professor Hoag, finally, as someone who's doing the important research that you're doing in your lab, and you have many colleagues doing that across the world as well, may I ask what it's like to be involved in this when you're trying to get this work done and make advances as quickly as possible, and also keep your own mind on straight? How does all that work together?
You're very busy. You're beyond busy. Yeah. But seriously, we have interesting times now. And for someone who's worked on these viruses for a long time, It's different in many ways from when SARS appeared and when MERS emerged. You have a lot more feeling of urgency in terms of trying to contribute based on your expertise and your knowledge. There are just so many Zoom meetings that are taking place with colleagues around the world. And sometimes it can be stressful because you're wanting to contribute where you can. It's extremely interesting because it's viruses that you've worked on for, that we've worked on for a long time. And then you have the personnel in your lab, students, postdocs, and other scientists in the lab. And it's exciting for them, but I think it can also be a bit stressful because they are also wanting to contribute and they're being asked to do a lot of work in a very short time period. But we manage. This is the kind of thing that we do, and we like to solve problems, and we certainly have some challenges to try to find solutions for now with this new virus, more than I think any of the human coronaviruses that we've seen previously.
Brenda Hoag is a professor in ASU School of Life Sciences and a member of the Biodesign Institute.